then so many anubhav, 33 comes, sometimes dropping, sometimes sleeping, sometimes so many things, sad, sometimes mutcha, senseless, so many things. Oh, sometimes like this. But it is inner mood there is something. That is why it is. Sometimes all are anubhav for a little time, and after that they are covered. So this is the anubhav of praying towards Krishna. Not a sthayi bhav. This is anubhav of a sthayi praying. Understand?
So there's some temporary feeling.
Temporary. Another wave will come and cover you. So seasonless thing, for a moment it comes that I am Krishna and doing like so, but after some time it is covered and another mood comes.
Has a question. In Harinam Chintamani it says that Hela Namabhat, chanting with disregard and neglect. What is the difference between Hela Nam and the tenth offense? What is the difference between Hela Nam, Hela Namabhat, and Namaparad or inattentive chanting?
Well, it depends on mood. If you have this means
envy,
and doing it, then it is namaparad. And when knowing the ordinary way, steady. Helanam, no proper giving respect, then it is helan. And if you have grace, then it will be another.
She's asking about yavadana and disruption in chanting.
What is written there?
Yavadana or disruption in chanting. Uh-huh. Can you explain that? What is
Yavadana? Yavadana means you are chanting at the same moment Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna is now coming in our conception, in our mood, but only
money matter.
Or anyone has told me anything, abuses, and that abuse is what is this? I should also take the revenge. How to take? And Hare Krishna. So there are lakhs and lakhs kinds of this. You are chanting Hare Krishna and at once, oh, it is so hot, I should go to Puri. All these are. When chant name, always try to keep mind there.
Krishnadas Kaviraj describes Radha Kund in the midday pastime. So when he describes Vrindavan in Raj Riki Chintamani, you said that actually the trees are not made of jewels, but it's more than that. But in the description of Radha Kund, it says there are many jeweled pavilions and mosaic tiled floors. Is that
only
really
for us? Yes, that they have so much regard for them. The flowers are more beautiful than jewels, and all the flowers can give lakhs and lakhs jewels. The trees are Chintamani. All these things are Chintamani. Only gopis take them and in
ankle down.
You, nothing. Chintamani. The deer so garden of six flowers of Vrindavan. That flowers are always in bloom and with fragrance. They can attract the nose of Krishna. But golden and jewels, what they will do? Flowers are so sweet and so soft. And jewels, these are very light flowers. And they? If thousand of jewels will be given in the garland of Krishna, then Krishna will be like this. So hard, no sweet fragrance, no soft. They have any quality?
It's shining.
What shining? Fire is more shining than that. Fire can be given in your body and neck. What is it? So, Brajavasi, don't you?
So even in a book like Govindavilamrita, there's descriptions for the ordinary person.
But I think they are not golden, and then if they are golden, then what is the difference between this gold and that gold? Golden color it means. Of flowers and so on. See, there the earth is of golden and Chintamani, then it is so hard. So, and if the sun rays are there, then it will be so warm. How Krishna and gopis and all other things can walk there? But the land should be so soft. Butter. If all are Chintamani, how? Only Chintamani means as everything can they give, so it has been called Chintamani. But
for devotees beyond duality, happiness and distress, heat and cold. So when we see that a pure devotee appears to be weak or ill, how do we see that? Because we know that he's transcendental.
What about your Gurudev?
Yeah, he would say sometimes that he was sick. But so how should we see it? Because we know he was transcendental. Because we read it in the scriptures. He can't be touched by heat or cold or the modes of nature.
He will be seen.
It may look like he's sick.
No. He will be seen.
Seen?
Anyone can see him?
Not the real him. Not his spiritual form. Not his spiritual form.
Then? Who is he? To whom you are seeing sheep?
But even his so-called material body is transcendental.
We should think like so. What he is. These are not Leela. Like Krishna also, he used to feel pain. He used also the arrows here and there. He was also treated, medical help taking. He was also sleeping, taking rest, doing all these things, in transcendental things, how it is.
Well, there's transcendental sentiment. When he sleeps, he is not in ignorance. he's, you know, still fully conscious.
We'll have to imagine. We may not realize because we are not transcendental. When we are transcendental, then we can realize.
So should we think that he is in pain or not in pain, or he is weak or not weak?
We will think that he is transcendental, doing like Narlila. We are also like the same. We are not doing Nar Leela, but we are Nar. But you should know that I am not transcendental. One day I may be, but not.
I have a question about the painting.
You have so many questions, not only.
I showed you the painting of this the other day. And here she's holding a plate in her hand. The plate of fruit. So somebody told me that instead of that kind of plate, I should make this plate with the handle. Which is better? The one with the handle or just the plate?
Like this.
With the handle.
It may be like this. This is up-to-date fashion,
oh.
I think. And this is original.
Okay.
No?
Yeah. Also, you see the jewelry in the sketch on the hand and the feet? There's that type of jewelry. Should I put that on the hands and feet?
Yes.
Okay. Would you...
What's this about?
This is for the painting.
No. What I told you,
told me about
Parp Sangha.
About the pure devotee?
It is good suggestion or not?
Whatever you say is good because you see it.
Huh?
You see it.
You don't feel like so.
You see it face to face, so you know what's
no, I
modern
don't.
And what's ancient.
What do you mean by bhavavi?
What do you mean?
If
Rupa
Manjari, any bhav comes and I am so much
absorbed
in that, that I am thinking that I am that very one. Understand?
I'm thinking I'm Rupa Manjari.
I'm thinking of Rupa Manjari. Thinking. How came in my heart? And my bhav and that bhav become one. Then it is called bhava. No question of dying and all other. I have told anything, but it has been not written like so. I have told anything more.
Lord Chaitanya sent him to Vrindavan. And he was going to give up his
whom
life.
Who sent?
Lord Chaitanya
to
sent
whom?
Raghunath Das Goswami.
No.
Oh, he went to Vrindavan to give up his life and go
He
Vrindavan.
Thought that, he saw and felt that Mahaprabhu has gone. After that he said, South Damodar went. After that he saw that Gadadhar Pandit also went. So one by another, they expired, they went to Nitya Leela. Then he could not take himself and he wanted to live his life. But he thought that it would be better that if I give up my life, in Vrindavan. In Govardhan Hill, jumping from Govardhan, or dying in Jamuna. So he came here and he met Rupa Sanatan and told his views. Rupa Sanatan, and he have controlled, and they told that you should not die. You should live in Radhakund. And Raghunath Swami, Raghunath Das Goswami felt that the things, the rush, the moods which he was getting from Mahaprabhu, Radha Pandit Sarup Damodar, now he is getting from Raghunath Rupa and Sanatan and all Goswamis there, especially with Rupa. Then he controlled his mind and he went to Radhakund, began to do bhajan. And Rupa Sanatan and all Goswami used to go and to talk with him and to what comes it?
Consoled. That's when he uses Bhavavesh, after he described how Sanatan stopped him from committing suicide. He's saying that if at that time in Bhavavesh I have made up my mind to leave my life, that
no
is
Bhavavesh. No Bhavavesh. In Bhavavesh, how he will
leave the life?
Right.
When he was feeling separation from Mahaprabhu and all, then he thought that I should give up my
life.
Should.
It says that you will see, Lalita is speaking to the swan, you will see Krishna's private pastime room in Mathura, its windows decorated with fresh flowers, its splendid columns decorated with swinging strands of pearls, and its walls glorious with 10 canto pastimes in lines of gold. What does that mean?
It is written all there, you are reading.
It doesn't make any sense.
No sense?
No.
Why? Who has written?
Rupa Goswami.
He has written, but no sense.
Well, is it written in words, Krishna's Vrindavan pathway? It's written in words on a wall?
Wall.
It says on the wall, Krishna's 10th canto pastimes are in lines of gold.
क्या हमारे समझ में टेलिंग अबाउट the room in which Krishna Chandra used to live. That he's telling to Hans, who? Lalita is telling to Hans that you should go in this way, this way, this way, and you will reach in Mathura. When you will reach, there are so many palaces there. How you will decide that this is the Rajman palace of Krishna? You should go, enter, then you will enter and go in palace, less and less palaces will be seen. But Krishna palace is special, where you will see that it is decorated and built by so many Phatik Mani. Phatik Mani means tons of jewels. And on the outer walls, all the Braja Leela past tense photos are there. So much paintings of how Krishna is taking birth, how Putana comes, how Agasur, Bakasu, how Ras Leela, how Gopis, and all other scriptures are there. Very beautiful painting. So you should know that this is the palace of Krishna by these symptoms. Why it has been painted all the past times? Because Krishna becomes so, feeling so
separation.
And when he sees, then he becomes to be. So seeing all these past times, Krishna used to be and control his
mind.
When he sees that, he feels that I am with Gopis, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Maya, and all Sakhas, grazing cows, going and
playing
flute. So it seems by this slope that Krishna, whether he was in Mathura, but always remembering and preparing Braj pastime.
What is this?
What was your doubt?
The way it was translated, it wasn't clear.
It is not clear, like I told. Tasas Kanda means here the pastimes which has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th, especially Braj Leela, all has been painted there.
What is Krishna's private pastime room?
Eh?
It says in Krishna's private pastime room. What is that? In the same verse?
Verse not.
It's a private pastime room.
Private
pastime room. It says the 10th canto stories are in his private pastime room.
Dwarka Leela is painted, not Dwarka Leela. Mathura Leela is painted on outer wall. And his sign kakha.
Sleeping room. Bedroom.
Very private, all these Braj Leela are painted. And seeing one by one, he becomes. Link separation and
private.
Krishna is telling, seeing that he is seeing towards Gopis. This is private. Ras Leela is private. Braj Leela all with Gopis, private. This is private. When Krishna is coming, Gopis are lamenting and like dying, sleeping on earth, and all these things are right there.
He has them on because he wants to feel separation, or because he already feels separation, so it gives him some consolation?
Not consolation. We want to weep for Krishna. Do you?
I want to.
You want? To be for Krishna. So when Krishna was engaged in Mathura, all things, and he feels that my heart has become zero, then he wants to be for Gopis. Then he, leaving all these things, comes in room and sees and becomes so.
Be like Narada, I'm going to be like Gopeshwar. I must be like Lakshmi Devi. They pray for eternally, but they have no hope. This is for me too.
It is a ghost party. Ghost party.
Curse.
It's true. I have the wrong
I wanted to change your heart from Maya to that thing, which this Gop Kumar also could not have. Was deprived of this. Only the servants of Gopis, best servants of Gopis, they can have this idea.
So, am I saying because I'm Yashodamayi, I'll never have that?
What, then what should I tell you?
I don't know.
You should tell her she can have it.
But that's not true. Is it true or is it not true?
Maharaj, if you don't tell her she can have it, she will die. And she will cry every day.
What should I do?
I don't know.
If I am changing, then something will come. All these four persons will tell that, he has met Jadurani, Shyamrani, and Yashoda Maiya too. Anything else?
What person both here?
Then they will not allow me to enter in his school.
Well, I just was curious if it's true that I must be like Narada.
But
and
I
Shiva,
think
and
Yashoda Maiya cannot have this. You have to leave the service of Yashoda Maiya.
Leave the service. She has to leave the service.
The service of Yashoda Maiya. The anugatya of Yashoda. Anugatya, you know?
Following.
Guidance of Yashoda. You will have to do like something. Pradyumna Sam. Pradyumna or? Pradyumna and his wife?
Rudhati.
Rudhati. You will have to follow. How? You know?
No.
You know?
He was killed as Cupid? When he was Cupid?
Mayavati
is the name to say Mata
Mayavati. First her name was Mayavati. But actually she was Jarati. She was the wife of Kamdev. But real Kamdev is Pradyumna. So from beginning there was affection like Kamdev and Rati in Pradyumna and Mayavati. But at first, when Pradyumna came out of his mother's home, he was stolen and went to Sambarasu there. And there, Mayavati palan poshan kiya. Narishit as a mother. And then he became some bigger. She used to look after him as a
lover.
He was astonished and told that I'm seeing something very strange, that you have supported me like mother and you are seeing towards me like another thing, like wife and love her. I am not understanding this. In India it is fact that mother is always mother. Everywhere mother is always mother. I am seeing you in mother. She told her, no, I am not your mother. I am your wife. And was eagerly waiting for you. By curse it has been done so upset. But now you have come in your real form. So you will have to take me as your wife. I am your real wife. Then he took her as her wife. So you are not knowing your insight at first. It was upset in your mood about But by the association of Shuddha Bhakti, that can be changed. Everything will be changed when he will come to his real mood. Anyone, if does not come to his real mood, everything will be changed, so much changing. No? Like Gop Kumar. At first he became the worshipper of Jagannath. Again he went to Indralok. Again he went to Brahma and became Brahma. But all were changing. He went to Brahmalok. He saw that I am Para Brahma. Again he went to Shivlok. Again he went to Vaikuntha and he was nearer to Narayan. But chanting that Gopal mantra. So he could not become the 400 Sarupya Mukti. Then he changed the view and went to Ram, again changed, then went to Dwarka, again changed, then he went to real stopping. This was his story. So by sadhana, if you are changing, no harm. You should change. In sadhana, you should think I am not mother, Yashoda. Then what? You can be servant of Yashoda Maya as Anishta. Anishta was serving mother and serving the orders of Yashoda Maya, having some special mood to Krishna, like Gopi.
I don't think she wants to be like Anishta.
She should go up. He can be in the rank of where? Javad Gram? He can be anything.
I just wonder what hope there was.
You should read this book. And then read something and then try to enter. Then I will select some.
I think
you are a real reader. Any reader be like you. By the grace of Vaishnavas, anything can be done. You should chant no anything. What?
Before you went to Bombay, you gave us a class on Balata Kusmanjali, verse 11. So I want to show you what Shanti did. This is verse 11.
What?
She's making the whole thing like a book. This is all your Vilapakus Mandali classes.
This is all?
Yes, your classes from the past few years.
It is a very
years.
Good book, like all these books.
Yes.
And like Benugi.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so much pleased to see this.
Very pleased.
But anyhow, I will complete this book. The sloka, which has not been explained, one by one, I will try.
He has done good.
Animal have to go through this.
It needs a good editor.
I think there is a good editor.
Albert.
He has edited so many books.
Mm-hmm.
And he has written me that I want to edit any book. And mm-hmm. I am telling that I am certainly a competent sampadak, editor.
I saw his name. His name is in this book also.
In this book?
Yes. He is helping
with
this book.
Yes.
Actually, he is editing.
He edited this book.
This book also and that first book also. This book should be completed and this could be. But I am thinking that the school leaders are giving blow to their own feet.
No, no.
And also head. It is all for their good. But I think that but there is some swarth. So swarth, you know, selfish. They are thinking that all will give honor to Narayan Maharaj and anyone that, but it will not.
Maharaj,
but all will go up.
Maharaj, they are also worried that the subject matter is too difficult. They are worried that the subject matter is not meant for us.
Those who will be in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, there is so much thing more than this. This is nothing. In Govindali Labyrinth, there is so much thing. By that, only the qualified person will read and have faith upon it. Otherwise, no. Oot will not. Oot, you know? Camel cannot test the arm report. Only Kokila. So, kokil like you, kokila, they will test, and oster like me, don't like. Everything. You should read.
Yeah.
I don't. They want to keep all in very lower estate. Anyone should not go up.
Maharaj, is there any solution?
No solution. They should be there. And you all should go up. This is solution. Those who have Shraddha, there is always solution. And those who have no Shraddha, no solution. And you are doing my that thing?
Why is she taking so long?
Oh, there is a reason.
You know, it's taking so long.
You are telling that reason.
One reason.
You will, by inspiration, know.
Why is she taking so long? I don't know. I already know because I have no qualification for her to come in my heart.
No. Anyone comes and sees and becomes so attacked that they take.
I'll bring you another one.
But they want and what to do? Then I lost everything when I go give them. I don't want to give, but when they mangte hain, ask for them, then I cannot take myself. If they will ask for my this thing, I may. Because my sadhan bhaji is my life. I give that time to them. not chanting, not remembering all these things. This is my life. Always to think about this. New things come. Like bijli, isn't it? When I read anything, very malignantly, like Prahlad Maharaj Charitra or anything, I see so beautiful things, new things. I have not think before new things. She has given me a dental book. A qualified person is needed to do. Like Swami has so many perfect qualified persons. They have given some hint and they have made books and books. But I'm also not perfect. My all attendants are not perfect. Only she is perfect. I am so pleased to see this. If all will come in, if all these things will come in a shape of book, then they will be very, very illuminated jewels. बातों को लिखना भी कुछ साधारण काम
तो नहीं। He said he wanted to translate this into Hindi.
It will cannot do. It will take time first. Not now. The Hindi should be like that. Appropriate words should be of Hindi. अभी गड़बड़ हो जाए। जो भी आ रहा है।
तो कोशिश
करते करते अच्छा वो आदमी को देख सकते हैं जो जिसे ट्रांसलेशन ने प्रभुपाद जी के पुस्तकों को किया बहुत किया एक दिन वहाँ पर बम्बई में मिला था
हिंदी में किया
वो एमए पीएचडी है तो इस तरह से कुछ दिया जाता है पुस्तकों को हम भी कुछ को देते ऐसे हमको दो चार आदमी जाने से बहुत प्रिय भगवत अमृत चैतन्य चैत अमृत श्रीमद भागवत इंग्लिश में जो हो गया तो हो गया है इसका तो हिंदी में हमारे बिना हेल्प के भी कर सकते हैं व्हाट A group of choirs, very qualified choirs, who can take my all things and they should organize all this and then because I cannot organize, cannot do anything. I can only they will have to, as the wise of Swamiji has done.
Western devotees are expert in doing this. Indian
devotees are not Indians. Okay. From so many long time I am speaking all these things, but Only Premananda came and introduced. Now all are seeing that it is very essential to take all these steps later. In India, I could not do anything.
And even in India, also
question is answered. You have some ideas about this.
We can talk
about
it.
But my boys have no idea about this.
Okay, we can talk about it.
Because you are expert. But I think a day will come when I will not be in this world. Many will think that all the books are so valuable. A day will come.
That's why we need to have so many more Vilap Kusmanjali classes, because that day will come and we don't know
it's
when.
They should take advantage of all these things. And they should try to do all these things.
Are you saving all your teaching lectures? Everything you say?
Maharaj, could you give me any hint about this Manjari to help me bring her out faster?
I've told.
I know she is, but I don't know how to.
Vinod Manjari and Nan Manjari, you should take. But
yeah,
your heart is not
ready to accept it.
Accepting.
We know names, but that's. That's not much. 10 years ago,
you to Krishna and Srimati Radhika and Rup Manjari that she should manifest that thing that you want. They will do. They are so much.
Or she should pray to herself too.
Also on her clothing?
Clothing will also, not like Vairagini you.
Right. Okay.
Not like in my own still I got like you.
She should have sparkles on her clothing, bodice and skirt. All right. Okay. Any other?
Krishna will see her. He will be mad, otherwise he will be laughing so much.
So be well, Dad.
Why would he laugh? Why would Krishna be laughing?
How she is looking and doing?
Any other suggestions?
No. Okay. All right.
Okay, I'll make it very opulent.
When Yashoda Maya will see her, he'll at once choose her for Krishna. No? She can ask Yashoda Maya that, do you like to be my son's wife?
My son's wife. She will ask Yashoda Maya.
Yashoda will ask her.
Her. Oh, do you want to be my son's wife? Oh. Mm-hmm. She says no.
She will tell no. With this hand. Not by that. No, I don't want.
I don't want to be your daughter.
I don't what?
Don't want to be your daughter in law.
Okay. I want to be like to be your daughter in law, but not wife of Krishna.
May we ask a few questions? First, for the Vilap Kusmanjali publication. There's one quote by Narottam Das Thakur in his Prarthana.
Come here so that they can come.
which you quote, but we are not sure we have the correct translation. We are not sure we have the right translation. He says, Sigra agya karibena. Sigra agya karibena dasi heta aya sabara sujaja susaja karya karaha twaraya. When will Sri Rupa Manjari repeatedly order me about, saying, O maidservants, come here. Quickly arrange for my fancy garments and ornaments. So it sounds like Rupa Manjari wants Narottam Das Thakur in his Manjari form to get his own garments, not for Radharani. Is this the correct translation?
Who has that?
This is a translation by my godbrother, but it's from song 18 in Sri Prarthana. No, this is quoted in the Valapkusmanjali. You quote this in the... You quoted, but not the English. So the English translation we got from our godbrother, but it's not clear.
Make it clear.
But is Rupa Manjari asking, please arrange for my fancy garments and ornaments? That's what we have.
Sigra anta kuriben. Sigra anta kuriben dasi hita aye. Seva susacha karjo kora bhato vara.
The baki has written?
It's written, when will Rupa Manjari repeatedly order me about, saying, O maidservants, come here. Quickly arrange for my fancy garments and ornaments.
Where is
this? It doesn't sound...
No, here.
It doesn't sound... That means Rupa Manjari is asking her to serve herself. Yeah, and when you say it, in your purport to the Valapkusmanjali, you translated that she will teach me in various ways how to serve Srimati Radhika. So here she's asking, please serve myself, and you're saying Rupa Manjari will teach me various ways how to serve Srimati Radhika.
This is clear.
Yeah. Is there any more you'd like to say on it?
But here... Where Shigra? Shigra... Shigra te jana...
Shigra agya kariben.
Shigra agya kariben dashi jatha aye. Tapare?
Sivar susatya karjo.
Sivar
susatya karjo. Parvatavarai.
Arrange for my... This is...
Yeah, that's it.
No.
So the only change is that it should be arranged for Radhika's?
Seva satya, not only arrange fancy garments. No. Informants. Seva satya means?
Seva susatya kalja.
All kind of... All kind of... Bhaktis Abharan. Bhaktis Abharan?
Decorations.
Decoration. All this. This. Ornaments. Clothes. So many things. So here this. Seva Sajja. This is last night in Nishanta Lila. Krishna and Gopis are sleeping. Krishna and Srimati is sleeping. And hens are crying, coo 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 coo.
Mayos are also speaking. Kaku words are speaking. They are about to rise but not rising. So all these sakhis waiting for their rise, waiting for their rise. In their hands every kinds of things, what things? Knee cloth,
combs,
different colors,
kasturi, kumkum, karpur, various kinds of ornaments, everything to decorate Radha and Krishna. And they are standing and waiting very eagerly. So he is ordering that you should be ready with all these things. I think the time is coming. They will send her rising. And Sri Radhika will tell Krishna, you are neglecting the deity. You have taken the deity from Rome, from Mandir, and kept it, and you have done Archan. Now Archan is finished, but yet the East Devata is outside, and all the flowers and all the things are telling there that we are here. So this will be totally removed and washed, and Devata should go in inside. Then Krishna, began to see here and there, and Srimati Radhika, Rupmanjari Sadish, and came entered inside with so many sakis, with all these things. That is easy. Don't use maid servant there. No maid servant. Sakhi, all are sakhi. Various pran sakhi, pran priya sakhi, oh pran priya sakhi. Like sakhi. Don't use. This is the platform of this world. No maid servant are there.
Radharani never calls her kinkaris maid servant?
No.
Osaki.
No kinkaring, no work like this. Always Priya Sakhi. And by name, or Rukmali. Come on. Rukmanjari will tell, O Rati Manjari Yusuf. By name or by any affectionate words, but not made servant on this. If they will call them, it will be Rasabhas Dosh. May I call you maid servant?
You may.
I can call only that, oh dear daughter. That I can. Not like maid servant. This is also not appropriate. They are only Shakti, Saheli, and by eyes they will call, no calling words.
And yet Rati Manjari says, Dasyayate Maharasostu Rasostu Satya. So how does that fit?
He is telling in this word. When she is sadhak, not we don't want to be dashi in this world.
Three states. stages of Raganuga Bhajan. One is Raganuga Sadhan, one was Prapta Bhav Dasa. Baba, Raganuga Bhajan, and the highest is Swarup City. But this statement is not so clear. Can you explain the three stages of Raganuga Bhajan?
First is Sadhan. Raganuga Sadhan. And then Bhava Dasa. Bhava Dasa. Then Shuddha Sattva comes in the heart. This is Bhava Dasa. And then it comes Swarup Siddhi. Swarup Siddhi. Mean low is Swarup, Krishna Swarup, Radha Swarup, and he will sometimes be
see it, enter it.
Avesh.
Become one with it, no. Identify with it.
This is called Swarup. You will be sometimes in that Swarup, Avesh. This is called Swarup Siddhi. Bhav comes, then Shuddha Sattva comes from Nitya Siddha Swarup, Swarup Parikar. From them it comes and touches the heart of Guru Sattva. Then it is called Bhav, Bhava, Bhavavastha. And then he is doing Sadhan, reading, remembering, doing kirtan, hearing, reading books like this, and tries to come in awesh, that is, Swarupa Goswami's books. Tannam Rupa Chaitadi Sukatanam Ukramina Rasanam Anishmiyo Tishthan Brajet Tadan Ragi Janan Gami Kalam Nayed Akhilam Kutsu Kadu. This is Sadhana. There are so many pastimes written in Srimad Bhagavatam or anywhere here and there. That Nimbarka, Radha Vallabhi and all others like so much, but we don't know. We don't like to serve Krishna with her, with Satyabhama and Rukmini. Then it is not sadhana. So these are sadhanas. To remember these slokas, to pray to Krishna, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Rupa and Rupa. These are sadhanas. And then thaw comes, then he sometimes in Vahya, Antarbhajya, and
Swarup City is on the platform of Prem or Bhav? Swarup City, is that when Prem comes?
No.
Or is that it's still in Bhav?
Not Prem yet.
So both the Bhava Dasa and Swarup City are both stages of Bhav.
You can tell, but fruit of Bhava Bhakti is Swarup Siddhi. Swarup Siddhi means Prem now is coming.
Like the marginal line.
And Swarup Siddhi will come. No a trace of and or a gandha of anartha or it is no. but in bhavavastha there may come so many things, but he does not care, but yet coming on. Himself Siddhi, now no. Self Siddhi is the last stage of bhava. No chain of remembrance. But when how will come? You will like to stop, but you cannot stop. Like in this stage, we like to stop all worldly desires and thinking, but yet coming, pouring. But at that time, when you want to stop it, they will not stop, they will come. This is the lakshana, symptom of how. When how will come? Automatically. I have no what?
Realization.
But I am telling samsara. It may be like that. Like, if you will marry, you will have a son. But no realization. I am telling you that. Understand?
No, we don't believe that.
You should believe.
Understand, but not realize.
Because I have heard that if you will marry, there will be son. This is a fact. So, by hearing, I am telling. Exculating.
Speculating.
That these conditions, these symptoms are will come. You can also tell like so.
Maharaj, in the Lalita Pranam Stotra, Rupa Goswami says that she is the abode of the love of Mother Yasoda. Is this the correct translation? How is that?
Vasalya Brinda Vasati
Vasupalya
Vasati. It means that she is loving so much to the Buddha. When she will come, Mother Yasoda will take his head and begin to smell. Sing like Krishna. She will do actually what thing she does for Krishna. So Vasating Pasupala Rakhina. Friend, the abode of Yashodama's friend lives in. This is because Lalita is so much antaranga sakhi of Radhika.
Intimate.
If Lalita is coming, she will know that Radhika is coming. If Lalita is so much glad, since he by his appearance, then he will base in his mind that anywhere Srimati Radhika is so pleased. And if you see the mouth of glance of Lalita, that she is not there, then he will know that Srimati Radhika is not. She is also feeling separation. So everything he will confess of Radhika by or through Lalita.
In the same verse it says that she teaches all the other sakis the art of friendship. Is that a correct translation? And can you give an explanation. She teaches the other sakis the art of friendship.
To whom?
To the other sakis. That's, I think that's
those who have learned everything and passed the classes, these classes, they again come.
What is the
newcomers? And sometimes, if they will do mistake, then she will call an explanation and she will teach. But you know that in Braja, all are Navina. Navina, you know? Krishna is also Navin. All these sakis are Navin.
And refresh.
They have never seen Krishna, so they are Navin. So, this task to learn is always. Also, she teaches Krishna also, Srimati Radhika. So, what to tell others? This is right.
Just a practical question. Everyone in the Gaudiya Sampradaya shaves their head on Purnima. Is there some special benefit that's achieved by doing it on Purnima? If you do it on another day, you don't get the benefit?
Because if they are shaved, the moonlight will come direct. And they will have the full facility of this thing.
Is there another explanation?
You are not so kind. Because we should not be luxurious. So sannyasi should be in Bhadravesh only a day in Holi. In
once a month.
They should not be like this. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to have cow only in Purnima. And for sannyasi, it is very rude to do cow on Purnima. But all sannyasis, other, you will see other places, they don't. They keep this, do this. Anyhow, we should not be lucky. We should have vairagya.
If somebody shaves on another day, a few days after Purnima, there's not so much benefit?
It is not hard. Anyhow, one day in one. But why should not we follow our parampara? And there is something scientific thing in this. In Purnima, by cutting all these things, a special thing comes. These things come that we are following our Gurudev. This is not a perilous thing. So, everything comes. Or Prabhupada, or Gurudev had done this. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati had done this. All other, our previous acharyas had done this. Mahaprabhuddha had done this. So we try to follow all this. If there is any harm, we can have harm. But no harm. There are some things. There are some things that religion is not known, but from ancient time it is coming out. But there is something reason. And for us it is very hard to discover all this. In certain days, in certain months we should not take vengeance. Why? It has saying that if anyone takes the bengal that day, so much for insects, germs come. Like we should do Ekadasi. There are some scientific reasons that our rush, our rogues go up high from Ekadasi to Purnima or Ekadasi to Amavasya. And that is why so high waves comes in sea in these days. Why comes? Why comes? Keep some water in pot and keep it in moonlight. When it is in full, will it be go up and down? But why we see in sea? In river we see? Yes, everywhere it is seen. But we cannot see. A powerful
microphone
or other things. So these are some reasons that we cannot. Why Krishna is so effective? Why? All anath will go away. And Krishna prema will come and all anath will go. Why? Lust is bad thing, no? But by remembering the lust between gopis and Krishna, lust goes away. Why? So we should take this symptom, that when we are reading any book and lust is increasing, then there is some hole in this, some bad thing in this. And this is in my heart. So this should be given up. Then, by reading that, actual love, affection will come. Otherwise, lust will go. So many Babaji and all others, ordinary sadhak, also goes down by this. But if he has so, he is so sadhak and has so shraddha, Dhrita Vishwas. By doing so, surely it will come down. And Krishna prema will come. Then it will. Prema will come. Why come? It will come.
Krishna
is Paramachetan Sarva Shakti Man. And name is same, and Harikatha is same. What Krishna can do, his name and his Harikatha past tense will do the same. So by taking name and by remembering these things, automatically all the things will be done what Krishna does. Understand? So we don't see all these things. We see the almightiness of Krishna when we chant, when we remember. When we practice by our mouth, by indriya, then lust will come. But when we will serve by remembering, by hearing, having the mood of serving, then it is good. You paint this picture. Any lust comes, will not come. But any ordinary person, they will do, and certainly they, by lust they will do. They will think all these things, inwardly things, and they. But you are thinking Krishna and gopis, and then by our heart you are taking and keeping that for lust. I mean, we will see, we'll go down to his lotus feet, her lotus feet. But if any, what, having lust persons, they will see, and they will see, and they will see, and all these bad things will come. So it depends on the mood, and depends on Krishna and she is seeing and watching that, oh, Krishna is coming so far away. No? She is seeing, oh, Krishna is coming. And he will tell to Rupmanjari by eyes. No? She was searching for a long time that Krishna should come, but he was not coming. At once suddenly he saw, he heard anything, and she said, oh, there, in Kunjis, he is coming like this, and she saw, and she is looking in that manner, that way. She has a very black snake, lady snake. And if Krishna will come near her, he will what?
Bite.
No, no.
His tongue, catch your breath.
She will take that snake and it will live on Krishna.
That is a bread.
Understand? What?
A bread.
What I told you?
Krishna will become attracted.
No, no, no. From beginning what I was told.
And she has a black lady snake. Which is her braid, which is so attractive and moving. That
when the Krishna will come, when Krishna will come, what she will do?
She
at once take that lady snake and throw it upon Krishna. Oh. And that's
it's
she will spray the this
poison
in Krishna heart. And it will never come down. So he says, being ready.
Is her braid in the right way to be a snake? A braid in the right
she's
shape?
White. Like this? Go on doing.
Somebody said that you told the story of Vishnu's Chakrabarti or somebody who said that if you offer obeisances to someone while you're chanting Harinam, that is offense to Harinam. There's a story like that?
But I could not
understand.
Huh? Yes, like that.
It's offense to the holy name to...
So you should keep the Harinam? If a man is chanting Krishna name and remembering past time and serving Radhika and Krishna, and if an ordinary person comes, then what to do? If he lifts that Krishna seva, jugal seva, and goes there, then it is offensive. Because Krishna is the name of the Lord. For them,